Can you believe, Crispy, it has been 2 years since the podcast started now?
Yes, I can.
Why can you?
Because 2 years of my life and 90-something episodes later, you know what I've learnt, Troy?
What have you learnt?
That James Corden will always be my first episode of Doctor Who.
I'm not ready for you to mention James Corden again.
Mm-hmm.
Roll the intro. Welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. My name is Troy, his name is Crispy, and we're the hotline that takes in your calls from all across time and space. And today, our calls are going back in time. It's not space and time, it's more time this week, because we want to find out what your first episodes of Doctor Who are and what you think of them. Do you have fond memories? Do you have bad memories? Do you have memories surrounding James Corden? There's everything involved here, some good, some bad, some James. I think this week's going to be an interesting one, don't you think, Crispy?
I think it will be a very, very interesting one. We have had, like, I think the biggest response in terms of, like, callers this week, which I'm absolutely shocked by. So a lot of people will be sharing their stories today. It is very, very exciting. But, Troy, how are you? How's life,
I'm really
my man?
Good, man. Life's good, man. Life's good, you know? I'm just chilling. I'm chilling.
Chilling and or grilling?
Chilling and or grilling and or still being addicted to Baldur's Gate. So don't start me down that path because I'll never stop.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
How has it been 2 months and I'm still obsessed? It's a problem.
I don't know, man, but you're doing what you're doing and I respect that. I feel like I owe you an apology, though, Troy.
Why do you owe me an apology?
Because the past few episodes, I've been really, really happy with the response. Everyone seems to be getting on board with the concept, really on like happy with everything. But in that time, I feel like I haven't actually asked you how you're going, what's going on, or just like, you know, get to know something outside of Doctor Who with you, you know?
I know.
So before we take our first caller, which will be shortly, Troy, I'm just going to ask you a random question. Let me think. Troy, what's your favorite shape?
What?
I just want to know something else about you. This is like a big reveal for people. Everyone's been saying, oh, what's Troy's favorite shape? And we're going to find out today.
I don't even know what my favorite shape is.
If you had to choose one, what would it be?
You can't even keep your face straight, mate. You can't even keep a face. Like,
we need, this is the obligated let's not talk about Doctor Who for 5 seconds segment of the show.
Okay, I've got a soft spot for an octagon. Is that what you want me to say?
Thank you. I feel like we got some valuable insight into Red Archer Live, everyone. Like and subscribe. Beautiful. Troy, you want to take some callers? Hello? Troy?
I'm just...
Oh, you were so still there for a second. I thought the call cut out.
Yeah, I was planning to be a weeping angel.
Oh. Oh my gosh. He's turned into a weeping angel.
To jump at you when you blink. No, to be fair, we can't give the audience all the credit for having extra callers this week. It is partially my fault. I took a week off and then forgot to update the caller call out, so apologies for that. But it just
That's
goes
fine.
To show you that if we leave it open for longer, more of you call in, so maybe you guys should be looking more often when we announce the callers, because you can slip those calls in, you can get things
Thank
in.
Because
at the time of recording, we're taking calls for the 14th Doctor. Is that the next episode? Might not be, might be. By the time this comes out, it might be someone different. It changes constantly, so you need to be on it. You need to be on it.
On the ball.
On
okay,
the
Troy.
Ball.
Can you see all these beautiful callers we have in front of us?
I can see callers.
Oh, hey, they are gorgeous.
I'm joking. Look,
they are gorgeous.
After Beast Boss saved my skin for the worst episode, I'm gonna refrain from teasing our audience. You're all lovely people, you know. Especially Barney Cockapoo's mum, whose dolls are currently showing in both of our cameras. So shout out to her for knitting these.
Oh,
still
look
very
at,
cool.
Look at who our first caller is then, Troy.
Oh, is it? Oh, look at that. How's that lined up? Beautiful. Maisie, Barney Cockapoo's mum, what was your first episode of Doctor Who?
Hello?
Hi, Troy. Hi, Crispy. Firstly, thank you so much for this podcast. I've been listening since episode 1, and I look forward to it every week that there's an episode. Secondly, to answer your question, my first episode of Doctor Who was The Runaway Bride. I'd especially like to shout out the scene with the TARDIS on the motorway, which absolutely got me hooked. Anyway, I hope you're both having lovely days, and I look forward to the next one. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Lovely message. Thank you. Lovely. And what a fantastic episode to start off with Doctor Who. My goodness.
Yeah, and the exact bit to mention as well, that motorway scene with the TARDIS and the taxi. I'm in my wedding dress. Yes, you look lovely. Come on. Like, that is such an amazing scene to be one of the first things you see of Doctor Who. That is brilliant.
It's iconic, and I always liked that scene because I don't think there's ever been another scene in Doctor Who like that. They've never tried to do that since, really. I love this, the setting of it being on the highway and Doctor Who essentially doing a car chase, but with a spaceship made out of wood. You know, it's pretty cool.
A car chase.
Leave.
Okay.
No, stay. I need the company. Oh, he's gone again. He's gone again. Troy, please come back.
No.
We have to keep the show going.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I'm just crying. You don't normally see me crying on camera.
It's the first caller. It's the first caller.
First episode of Doctor Who? More like last episode of this podcast.
No, come back. Come back.
All right, fine.
Ah, there he is.
Who's calling
next?
He's back.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh, we're quickfire.
We're quickfire. You said we have more calls than ever. We have a runtime to keep to, buddy. I want to hear as many as we can.
All right, let's hear Jeremy Duncan then. Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Hi, Troy. Hi, Crispy. So, first episode of Doctor Who was Rose, but it's more tied to my first experience of Doctor Who, which was the fact that BBC America did a marathon where all 13 episodes from Series 1 aired in a row, and it was a Saturday, and so as a 9-year-old kid, I was able to just watch all of them together, and it was amazing. And the bit that made me love Eccleston was, it was close to the turn of the earth speech, but it was the moment where Eccleston's like, it's not a price war. They want to enslave the planet and kill all of you. And then it's that beat of comedy. Anyway, have a great day.
Thank you. Wow.
Do you know what I love about that? It was, you could kind of tell in his message while describing it, he was like back being a little kid again. He was almost retelling it in his head. I love that about memories, that when you get hooked in them and you kind of almost get brought back to that age. It's adorable. I love it. And I love
bit
that message.
Bit of nostalgia in it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's lovely. I think that is wild as a 9-year-old being able to watch the entirety of Series 1 in a day. What an entry to Doctor Who. That's an unreal story. Because I think a lot of people started with Rose, naturally. You know, it was the big jumping on point until we get the first episode of Doctor Who this May. How exciting.
I know, the first ever episode in 60 years. The first
ever
episode
of Doctor Who is coming in May. I can't believe it. But
yeah. Ugh. That, can you believe it? Christmas just a week away.
Yeah. But I think after thinking about that, a lot of people now would probably have a similar experience thanks to streaming. Because if anyone was like, oh, you know, well, like maybe I will try and watch Doctor Who, what are they going to do? They're going to go to their streaming service, unless you're in Australia, because Doctor Who is nowhere to be seen anywhere, apparently. Yeah, if you want to start on season one of Doctor Who, a lot of people would just think, oh, I'll start with Rose then. And if they're hooked, which they should be, they'll watch the whole way through. But I think being able to do that as a 9-year-old is a privilege. So well done, Jeremy. You've done very, very well. But speaking of being young and watching Doctor Who, Troy, for those who don't know, what was your first experience of Doctor Who? What was your first episode?
Oh, we're building up to yours, are we? Building up to Mr. Corden, are we? Is that what we're doing here? Is that what we're doing? My first episode was Smith and Jones.
Oh, well, you can't just reveal it like that. What was the setting? What was the night? What did you have for dinner?
Mate, if you think I can remember what I had for dinner... I don't know what I had for breakfast, but it was the same breakfast, so I can't make that joke. But I can't remember what I had for dinner 3 days ago, mate, so I'm not going to remember what I had for dinner then. But I was 7 years old, I think. Was I set? I would be seven. Yeah, I was 7 years old. I'm trying to remember. My brain is not functioning. And I've said this before on the podcast that I can't remember why we didn't watch series 1 and 2. I think it was just they didn't appeal to either of us. And then We just kind of, were like, my mum and I were just like, oh, let's watch series three. Let's just jump on and give this a shot. And immediately got hooked by it. And to be fair, of all, like it's one of the best jumping on points, Smith and Jones. Like, narratively speaking, it's not the best because you haven't got a new doctor and a new companion. You have a doctor that's carrying trauma from a previous series that we haven't seen. But, like, just from getting an entry into the show and understanding what's going on, I think Smith and Jones is one of the best points to jump on. I think it's, like, I've got a really strong companion introduction. You got David Tennant in his prime, which arguably was even more so for Series 4, but by 3, he'd properly settled into the role. It was a really good start point, and then I just never stopped being obsessed with it. And I've said to you before, I remember at one point in school, literally it could have only been weeks after I'd seen the first episode, we had to stand up in front of the class, each of us, and talk about something we liked, and I had this big, like, 2-page thing on Doctor Who. And I was, like, just quite happy being like, yeah, I like watching Doctor Who, and explaining all this stuff. And then very quickly went back and watched Series 1 and 2, and by the time Series 4 came around, bam, that was it. I was up to date and obsessed. And it's never quite changed for the audio listeners. I'm just waving a 14 Sonic around like it's a fidget toy because it's all I do in these recordings at this point. I enjoy that, Apple Podcast listeners. I bet you're loving it.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Apple Podcasts disc. So that was lovely, Troy, but
Thank you, man. You didn't answer
my question, really. What were you likely to have for dinner that night of Smith and Jones?
I have absolutely no idea.
Just to throw something out there.
Food.
Food. All right. We're getting closer. There you go.
Food that
narrow,
you eat.
Narrow it down.
Food that you eat.
Okay. We're getting closer. Narrow it down.
Edible food that you eat that is tasty.
Ah, okay.
I might have had at some point around that time, though, Crispy.
What?
I might have eaten a cake with David Tennant's face on.
Oh,
I wonder
wow.
if that would ever get brought up again. I wonder if that would ever go anywhere.
Maybe in the future something might happen where the reverse happens, where the doctor will eat a cake with your face on it.
Yeah, maybe like 15 years later or something, that would happen, be filmed, and it'd be crazy, and I'd never get over it. How many people are listening right now that don't know that story? Because I still have people on my Twitch streams being like, what happened? And I'm like, you gotta see this clip.
You can explain it quickly for some new listeners.
Well, it's if you go onto the YouTube channel for Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast, if you're not already on YouTube, then get over there and subscribe. Thank you. We're almost at 2,000 subscribers.
Mm.
But sort by most popular video, it is the most popular video on the channel. It's just the clip from Ant and Dec's Limitless Win, the game show that I was on with my mum in Series 2 last year. We filmed it in October 2022, and then I had to keep the secret for 3-4 months that... just as a little treat, Ant and Dec were like, oh, we're getting some help from celebrity friends at the minute. So they picked up on a story that my mum had told during the application at some point about me not eating the cake with David Tennant's face on because I wouldn't want to eat his face. And they were like, David Tennant, can we give you a cake with Troy's face on? You eat that? And they gave him a fork to eat it and he just went, no, and just shoved his face into it. And it was one of the craziest things ever. And I'll never quite get over it. But yeah, you can watch the clip on YouTube. It's much better than I'm making it sound. My reaction in particular is
priceless.
It's
one of the coolest things that I think has ever happened, not just to you or to this show, but just to anyone ever. I think it's
genuinely
awesome.
Genuinely, yeah. And the clip is so cool. There is also a clip of Crispy's reaction that I chopped down. He sent me a big long reaction thing that I chopped into a video. It's not quite most popular, but if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find that too.
You'll see it.
But
gosh, it was
the thing
fun.
Is as well, and I will say especially, this is not to be like up myself or something, and I hope it doesn't come across like that, but we've watched like Series 3 now of Limitless Win as well. There are very few contestants that get anything even close. There were quite a few this season that didn't get any special surprise. The closest was this series. There were two best friends, and one of them used to write poems for the other, and they got Rich D. Grans to read one of the poems out, like, in a recording,
cool.
which was pretty big. I was like, that's cool. I'd still argue David Tennant eating the cake was bigger, but, like, comparatively, objectively, pretty similar, like, setting. But aside from that, there's been, like, a few cool things with family members that have been lovely, but celebrity-wise, we got lucky, because I was under the impression there was going to be, like,
you
a celebrity guest
out.
For every pair, and there definitely has been far from that. So I feel very lucky on that front as well.
You are a very, very lucky boy, Troy.
And that is why David Tennant is my favourite doctor. So, Crispy,
yes.
Who's our next caller?
oh, Troy. Okay. You know what? You know what we're going to listen to? We are going to listen to...
There's
going to
be so many calls we don't get to this week, I can just tell, so I apologise in advance, folks.
Let's find someone the most based of all the Zoes.
The most based of all the Zoes. What a name. This is one of our regular Discord members as well, I know.
Oh, very good. Okay, here we go. Zoe, hello.
Troisif, Crispifer. I have been here since day one. I mean, well, not actually day one. I'm not like 70. But you know what I mean. Day one, 2005. It was Rose. My first memory is sitting in my living room watching that. My mum was like, hey, that's a show I used to watch as a kid. Let's put it on. And I was five, so I probably said, goo goo gaga.
You weren't saying words by five? That's concerning.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, look, as we say, yeah, Rose is a very... Oh, my God. I'm dying. I'm regenerating.
You're choking on plastics.
Yeah. A lot of
the
people started
consciousness.
A lot of people started with Rose, but I think that's also a very, very good point that a lot of parents, if they were fans of the classic, I feel like have a very major role in if their kids get into the new stuff. And I love that. I love that fact. My parents were never into Doctor Who at all. The only person in my family that was into Doctor Who was my auntie. And so when she found out that I was interested, she was like, oh, excellent. Someone to watch it with me. And then we got all my cousins to watch. But I think that's really sweet. I think that's really sweet. Okay, hang on. Troy,
I have to admit, I did think for a second that Zoe was saying, oh, I've been watching since the start. I'm not 70. And like Zoe was trying to say about our podcast, it's been going on for like 60 years. And I was like, I mean, it feels like a drag sometimes with this one, but it's not that bad. No.
Look. Our podcast has been going for 70 years, so thank you. Thank you for listening everyone. I appreciate it. Oh, some days.
Can you tell me, Mr. Crispy, why there is someone called Troy Crispy Llama?
Where are you seeing that?
A little bit higher up, because I saw the username and I was like, why is there a... There it is, Troy Crispy Llama.
That's for another episode, my friend.
Oh, is it? Is it not? Is that for later on?
That's for later on.
Oh, no, I'm teasing the listeners.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy? Well, let's move on.
Oh, dear. Okay. Here we go. Vincent. Vincent van Gogh? Hello?
Vincent and the Doctor. I like how you've labelled some of these. You must have heard a couple to test them, and this one's just labelled banger, so I have high hopes.
You don't need to explain.
It's fine. I'm just excited. Let's hear the banger.
Here we go. Hello, Vincent. How you doing? Hello?
Hey, Crispy and Troy. So my first ever Doctor Who was the Wedding of River Song, which is a wide one. So I haven't watched Doctor Who at all before that. And it was the first time I ever saw one. And it was especially weird because I only saw from the middle. So I didn't know what the hell is going on. It was Churchill and the Doctor was with the beard and it was the silence as well. So it was a weird one. Okay, thank you. Bye.
So, wow. I'm sorry. So you didn't just jump on with one of the worst finales in Doctor Who history. You jumped on at the middle of one of the worst finales of Doctor Who history. How are you still a fan, Vincent? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know what, Troy? You know what Vincent deserves? An absolute round of applause from us. Well done. Well done.
Absolutely. I salute my Sonic to you, Vincent, which sounds like a euphemism and it isn't. I can't believe that. I'm honestly, do you know what? Out of everyone that we're going to hear today, I don't think I'll feel more proud of anyone than I feel proud of you, that you saw
well
that
done.
And went, do you know what? I'm going to keep watching this show.
I can't believe your strength, your stamina in wanting to continue to watch this program after that. Everyone in the comments is going to be like, oh, it's not that bad. Look, if you're watching halfway through The Wedding of River Song, that's insane. That should be our next watch-along, just half of Wedding of River Song for Vincent.
Just jump in for, like, 15 minutes. Oh, don't even tell the Patreon members, like, where we're up to. Just be like, guess where we're up to? Oh, let's start. And then they have to figure it out. Which you can do if you subscribe at patreon.com/WhoseTheAdw and join us for monthly episode watch-alongs. We just uploaded all three episodes of the 60th anniversary specials.
Ooh.
Go and listen along with us there. His face there. Look at the way I can just shoot into a promo, man.
Gosh, he is media trained.
Give us money! Okay, Crispy, so now it's your turn. I've already hinted, but can you tell the audience what amazing, phenomenal, definitely not questionable episode was your first episode of Doctor Who? Can you set the scene? What were you eating?
Absolutely.
What was going on? Give me everything.
Okay, Troy, it was a Sunday night. Let me have a look. Hang on.
Are you trying to get the date?
Yeah, I want to bring up the exact date. Okay, so I'm going to assume that it was the 13th of June 2010.
Okay.
And on the airwaves on the ABC here in Australia, there was a little episode called The Lodger, which is a series 5 episode that stars the one, the only James Corden of the Late Late Show fame.
Cinema. And soon to be Gavin Stacey again, apparently, if the
rumors
are to be
true. I saw that. I've never seen Gavin and Stacey, but I know a lot of people are big fans of Gavin and Stacey. So
Fellow YouTuber Farries is freaking out about the prospect of it returning, I heard.
Yes, yes. Mm. It is a very popular program. But back to my favourite program, thank you. The Lodger came on and it was just in the background as we were having our lovely Sunday roast.
You really are showing me up now.
A lovely Sunday roast. It was at my auntie's house. They live in Canberra. And we were there for June, July holidays, I imagine, given the air date there. And it was just on in the background. I remember it so vividly. And my sister remembers it so vividly because we were quite freaked out. And it was that scene where it's like, hey, can you help me?
I was going to say, freaked out by James Corden, or?
No.
Sorry, Jimbo.
We love you, James. But it was that scene with the little girl on top of the staircase, and the lighting was, you know, all glitchy and it was dark and it was moody.
Eerie stuff.
And I was like, this is horrifying. But I was so taken by Matt Smith's performance and I was really intrigued by what was going on there. So then the next week I tuned into the Pandorica Opens and I had no idea what the heck was going on. Much like Vincent, except I watched the whole episode. And I just instantly fell in love with it and have been running ever since. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Take the next caller before I get any more cringy.
Do you want to know which roast it was that I had?
What do you mean, what roast?
Well, it could have been roast pork, roast beef.
Well, if it's anything
lamb,
other than roast chicken, then we're not friends.
It was roast lamb. Roast chicken?
Roast lamb.
Yeah, it's delicious. Bit of gravy. Mm-mm-mm.
I've got a bad pun. Okay,
moving on. Okay.
Who's next in our callers?
We've got Jimmy here.
Jimmy? What's Jimmy got to say?
Jimmy, what do you got to say? Thank you very much. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Clara, my first episode was The Angels Take Manhattan. Clara, I'm not your boyfriend. Clara, big fan of the podcast, Clara. Good luck for the future, Clara, and stay Clara.
Do you know what this screams to me? This screams when you're trying to do an accent and you hang on to a particular word because it brings you back to the accent. And we had this conversation when you were in the UK, you, me, and your girlfriend. I was like, whenever I try and do an Australian accent, if I fall off of it, I just go back to mate. I try and bring it back to mate, and then it kind of comes back a little bit, even though it's still bad. It felt like Jimmy was like, I'm trying to do the Scottish accent. If I say Clara, I'll go back to Scottish. If I keep going Clara, 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 and I'll...
Mate,
Clara's not even in Angels Take Manhattan. That's baffling.
No, I don't think that was Jimmy at all. I'm pretty sure that was Peter Capaldi just calling in under a pseudonym. That was Peter Capaldi calling into the podcast.
Insert Peter Conor McRae's sound effects here.
And as we know, lifelong Doctor Who fan, Peter Capaldi's first episode was Angels Take Manhattan. That's what we
it
know.
It was.
For sure.
It's very true.
It's an unknown fact. It's an exclusive for the podcast, actually. But Peter Capaldi's first episode was The Angels Take Manhattan.
You're an idiot, man. Stop talking.
Oh, man. Just a few years before he got the role.
Imagine, though, the heartbreak of watching that episode as your first one. There's a lot of range here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're getting some strange ones and not just, it was Rose, it was 11th Hour, you know. I haven't heard 11th Hour yet, but I'm expecting it to happen at some point.
I don't. I've had a quick squiz of these, and I don't know.
Yeah,
if
I do see quite a few labeled banger. I can't lie. I think Bro got curious one night and went, "Let's have a listen to a few of these."
Well, there were just so many, and I felt like I needed to kind of. I don't remember these. I did this ages ago, so I can't really remember what people put. But yeah, starting with The Angels Take Manhattan, Bro, are you okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's, trying to think of a pun, and I can't
All right,
think of
next caller.
All right. Who have we got? Scroll around. Let's see if we recognize anyone, any regular callers, any regular listeners.
Oh, you want regular ones? Oh, we
yeah,
got Joey.
Let's have a regular. Who have we got?
Joey.
Just because Joey's your editor for your main channel, Crispy.
Oh,
go on. What's Joey got to say?
For
someone who edits your videos and knows a lot about runtime, they need to remember that our call-ins are 30 seconds maximum. Thank you.
Oh,
40 seconds
is fine. He's allowed it. He's. I don't give
You're
anyone special
privileges. You're
already
paying him to edit your videos. Don't give him any other credit.
He edited 4 of my videos. And by the way, Joey, one of your videos recently got picked up by the algorithm from like 6 months ago, and it has 60,000 views. So thank you. You're a legend. All right.
You could say it's an Underwood underdog video.
Yeah, well done, Troy. Here we go. Joey,
what
you got?
What's he got?
Hey, guys. My first episode of Doctor Who, as far as I know, was Rose all the way back in 2005. But at the time, I would have been about 4 years old, so I don't really have a memory of it. So on one hand, it's really cool because it means I've been watching since the start of the revival. You could say I'm a revival OG, but it also means that because I was 4 years old, I don't really have like that solid, strong like memory to think back to of my first ever episode of Doctor Who. I just kind of know it's always been there, and I've kind of been told that that was my first episode, and that's when I started watching.
Oh,
so you could say that when you're asked about your memory of watching Doctor Who so young, that you're a bit of an empty child.
Wow. Good job, Troy. That's better.
Thanks.
That's better. You know what?
We're improving slowly. We're almost TikTok quality level now.
Crispy, insert round of applause there. Troy deserves that one. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know that we would just say, oh, I bet everyone's got Rose, and of course Joey had Rose.
As soon as he said Rose, your eyes nearly left skull, you rolled them that hard.
But,
I was like, oh dear.
But he did raise a really good point because he started watching when he was 4 years old.
Yeah, he wasn't an old man like me at 7.
No. Yeah, he wasn't old man like... I was like 10 or whatever. I have no idea how old I was.
To be fair, though, if you jumped on when I did, you'd have been 8. So...
Yeah.
Hang on. No, you'd have been 7. You'd have been around the same age as me. Yeah, because we're really close in age. I keep forgetting this.
Are we?
I'm old. How old are you?
I am 20... Oh, God, how old am I? 26.
I was going to say, I was like, yeah, because you are 26, but like, hang on, how does that make any sense? Because you couldn't have been 10, because I was 10 when Matt Smith's series was on.
Oh, gosh. So, I can't do quick maths in my head. So if I'm 26 now and I started watching in 2010, how old am I? What?
You were 12.
Yeah, I was 12. There we go. I was old.
I was going to say, in my head, I was like, you couldn't have been the same age. I mean, this doesn't add up.
I was almost a teenager watching Doctor Who.
Wow.
My goodness.
So you would have been 9 if you started watching when I did.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so...
You old man. Old ass man. Nearly double digits. Wow.
Well, that's funny because, like, you know, you don't really remember much about when you're 4 years old. So just the fact that Joey's had it in his life for a while is intriguing to me because it's just been almost a constant in his life that he can't really pinplace exactly. Well, he can because he's been told that he's been watching Rose. But I find that interesting. If Joey was on the line now, I'd be like, what's the first episode that really stands out to you as like, you know, I love this show.
One of your videos, then ask him at the same time.
Oh, I don't have the money. Okay, here we go. Let's have a little look-see as to who we can call in right now.
Let me pick someone, another name I recognise, and see if I can recognise anybody.
Do
you know what? I'm going to pick someone else first. Scroll down. I just saw one that I thought was very funny. Yeah, Atticus Mountford, who in brackets has put, Terry Molloy Davros is hot.
Okay. But...
So, what have you got to say, Atticus? What have you got to say?
Hello, Atticus.
Okay, Atticus here. So, anyway, when I was in kindergarten, I saw the episode Dalek on TV, the Ninth Doctor episode, the first episode ever. And my parents grew up watching Doctor Who, so they were like, oh my god, you like that? Oh my god. So, they let me pick a random DVD, and they had a DVD subscription to the Doctor Who at the time. I watched Remembrance of the Daleks. The second episode I ever watched was Remembrance of the Daleks. And it is my favourite episode together. McCoy will always be my doctor.
Respect. Gosh,
wow.
The Daleks are powerful. The Daleks have icon status. I would love to be a kid again and seeing those for the first time. They are scary when you're a kid. They lose a little bit of the magic when you're older. But as a child, the Daleks are terrifying.
What do you mean,
terrifying.
Man? They still give me shivers, you know.
I'm the still Daleks like, give you shivers?
The Daleks? Yeah, don't you?
No. The victory of the Daleks made the Power Rangers for me.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, out of the two listeners here, one of us is just clearly more invested in Doctor Who, you know?
Well, that's true. That's true. Look, I have about two pieces of merch behind me, and
yeah, but
Troy,
you have a Doctor Who YouTube channel. I think you win that argument.
Yeah, true. Okay, Troy, I've got Julia here. I think I remember this one being quite nice, and there's another one.
Labeled this one banger?
This is a banger. All right, here we go. You want to listen to Julia?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I want to see how many we can get in, man. You know, we got to keep to runtime, but I want to hear everyone's opinions.
All right, here we go.
Julia, what have you got?
My first Doctor Who episode was Vincent and the Doctor. My art teacher actually used to put this on during art, and so it was the first one I'd ever watched. I had actually watched the Sarah Jane Adventures when I was younger, but around 8, 9, when she put on this episode was when I finally watched an actual Doctor Who episode.
Oh, yeah. I love the fact that your teacher put Vincent and the Doctor on during art class. Doctor Who was an educational program. Always has been, always will be. Okay?
The thing that fascinates me there, and I really push for anyone on YouTube or if you're listening on audio platforms to jump onto YouTube if you can, please, let us know if anyone else out there saw a spin-off before the main show. I never even considered that.
Oh, do you not know the most famous YouTube story about how they got into Doctor Who?
Who? No.
A little YouTuber known as the one, the only, the magnificent Josh Schnares loved Torchwood before watching Doctor Who. They absolutely loved it. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Torchwood was a gateway for Doctor Who.
Josh makes
the best videos on the bloody internet.
Yeah, I think that might be him.
No, absolutely. Josh's like quality is unmatched.
Yeah, but did Josh fly 10,000 miles for Doctor Who?
Maybe.
Did Josh start watching old Doctor Who for a YouTube video?
Josh had already watched all of old
Doctor Who. Yeah, but they didn't do it for a YouTube video, did they?
No.
There you go. See, Crispy needs to be bigged up sometimes. I'm here to give you that moral support, that big friendly love. You know?
I know. Thanks, you know? Troy.
I know,
Appreciate you. I'm the best.
Thanks. All right, who else have we got? Any of the regulars you recognise? Someone we can finish off with a couple more? Who else have we got?
I will scroll through some names and you can just have a look.
Do you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a name I recognise from the Discord, because you should join the Discord. We don't have a special link for it, but link's in the YouTube description. You can come and chat with all the other members there. Oh, as soon as I say that, Dr. Master, I know that username. I recognise the email address, to be fair, because I keep seeing that. I keep thinking it has Spice Girl in it, but it doesn't. I don't know why, I just can't read. But anyway, what's Dr. Master got to say about her first episode?
Here we go. Dr. Master, hello? Oh. Why is my mouse has been so
Your
iffy
mouse does
today.
Not want to hear this message. Oh, well.
Hello?
Oh, it's got stuck. we're leaving this in dead air. I love a bit of dead air. There you go. Refresh. There we go. Let's hear it.
Hi. Excuse how I sound. I'm really sick at the moment. My first episode, I'm not really sure. I think it was Smith and Jones, because I watched the show. I didn't watch the show live on like BBC One. I started watching it on BBC Three, on the repeats. So it was a repeat, and I think it was Smith and Jones. I really love that episode. I think it's such a great introduction into Doctor Who because of how thrilling it is and exciting it is and how like dramatic the tension is. And watching Tennant get sucked... I can't say that. It was brutal.
Excuse me?
Cut yourself off there and for the best. Yeah,
excuse
wow,
me.
Okay.
Excuse me there?
Hope you feel better now, by the way. This was a week ago you sent this in, so hopefully you're all good now.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Wow. Sheesh.
Is that why you liked it so much, Troy?
Next caller. Interesting to see someone else in the same place, although I love that you said you started watching it on BBC Three. Any UK people out there first see an episode of Doctor Who on Watch or W?
What's that?
Ever see that? W was like, or what she kept was called the two. I don't even know if the channel still exists anymore, but they used to run like marathons of Doctor Who episodes, and every now and again you'd catch the channel and be running like 8 or 7, 8 or 9 episodes back to back. I remember one point catching like Midnight on there, all sorts. They used to have a lot. They must have got the license at some point. I think during Matt Smith's run. I don't think they had it before David Tennant left, but they used to run David Tennant episodes and Chris Drexler episodes exclusively. Must have been like to only run like RTD era stuff for like a while. I don't remember. But
well, you know what? One of my favourite things they used to do on the ABC here in Australia was before
1, 2, 3, Easy As You and Me, Baby, Come On.
No,
Come
not that song. No. They used to, whenever a new season of Doctor Who came out, every weeknight or whatever, they'd play maybe 5 or 6, or maybe it was just one episode a night of Doctor Who up until the release of it. Oh, no, it would have to be more because they wouldn't have it that far in advance. Anyway, they used to do these massive Doctor Who marathons before the new season came out. And so I used to love that. I used to beg my parents to record it on our little Telstra T-Box. Shout out to anyone that knows what a Telstra T-Box is. I used to love it. Gosh, I kind of miss that. Now I just stream everything. I barely watch the television.
Oh, I was literally talking about this earlier. I was watching a live stream about like the future of Xbox on my Twitch, and it was like talking about digital games and game streaming, and I made a whole point about how I still like physically collecting games. Like, everything's digital and streamed now. I don't like it, man. I like physically owning things. Like, I mean, not to hyperfixate again, but Baldur's Gate 3, I bought that digitally, and I'm like, I wish I had that physically for how much I love it, and I have been staring at a copy of the deluxe edition that you can get physical bonus stuff, and I'm like, do I want to pay for the game again to get that? I was like, I can get it on PS5 and then technically buying it differently. I like owning physical things. I like
it's
having
important.
That visual thing you can touch and feel and be like, yeah, I own that.
It is like, very, very really important. Do. Yeah, physical media is definitely a thing and something to keep your eye out on in the future, because in this digital world and when the robots take over, you know, at least Troy might have a copy of the deluxe edition of Baldur's Gate 3 to hang on to. That's
or a
exactly
lightsaber.
It.
Swing a lightsaber at one of the robots.
You'll be fending off all the
robots. Yeah, because we are living in a digital world, and we are digital girls.
Yeah.
Madonna is not where I expect this to end. But, no. Crispy, I'll get the lightsaber out. I'll signal you. Pick one more caller. There you go. A lightsaber. I'm not afraid to use it. Pick one more. Who are we ending off on our discussion about first ever episodes of Doctor Who?
Oh, my gosh. The pressure is getting to me. All right. This is a longer one from Holly, but I think it's supposed to be good. So let's have a listen. Hello, Holly. How are you
doing? Come on, Holly.
Hi, Troy. Hi, Crispy. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So my first episode was Rose back in 2005. I think it's a very common first episode for people my age.
Not
at all. I was 8 years old when that episode aired. And I remember being told earlier in the day by my parents that me and my two younger brothers, we were going to sit down and watch Doctor Who. I'd never heard of the show before. And to be honest, I wasn't really looking forward to it. At that age, I thought that every show that my parents watched was just really boring. So I was expecting something like Gardener's World or Antiques Roadshow. but I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. And I've just been loving it ever since. Love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
Thank you, Holly.
Oh, appreciate
That's very
it. That's
kind.
Lovely, Holly. Thank you.
That was very, very kind.
It's
That's
very true.
So
you're
funny.
Like, yeah. You don't want to watch an Antiques Roadshow with your mum and dad. So it's like, Doctor Who? What is this, like a doctor's program? I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch people in A&E. No, it's something much better than that.
Well, I love the fact that your parents are like, oh, no, you should watch this. And you were like, Oh, gosh. Because, you know...
Rolling your eyes.
If my parents suggested a show to me, like, what... Do you know what their favourite show is at the moment? Have a guess, Troy. Have a guess.
What's your parents' favourite show at the moment?
It's Bargain Hunt. They love that. They eat it up. And I was like... I've never been that big on Bargain Hunt. I know it's got quite
a cult
following.
I'm sure your parents are lovely, but... Oh, man.
They are obsessed with it. I'm like, why don't you apply? Go over. They're going to make a video called "I Flew 10,000 Miles for Bargain
Hunt." For Bargain Hunt. We wouldn't really be hunting a bargain, spending that much on plane tickets. Christian,
true.
How much are plane tickets?
True.
Look them up.
Oh, too much. Too much.
Too much, mate. He can't do it as easily now because he's holding a microphone in one hand.
Yeah.
He's always got his mic in his hand.
That's what they say. And thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your calls. It was actually really nice hearing everyone this week, don't you think, Troy?
I only regret that we didn't get to hear more of them, honestly.
Well, you know what? We could do a part two down the line.
Oh, I had an idea, Crispy. I'm going to lobby with this with you now. Do you think some of the calls that we miss, you know, some of the ones that we don't listen to, we should keep them on SpeakPipe and maybe play them out as bonuses during our monthly news live stream?
Oh, okay, brilliant. Yeah, let's do that.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're not aware, people might be wondering where the live episodes have gone. Patrons probably are wondering because they haven't had their call-ins yet. But in case you haven't been up to date, every month, at the end of the month, we're going to still be doing our live episodes covering all the Doctor Who news from that month, taking in exclusive Patreon subscriber calls, and maybe use a couple of bonus ones that are left over from previous episodes. That might be an idea. Might be an idea. We are currently planning to do our last one on the last Thursday of February, which is the 29th, I believe. Because we're in a leap year. That may change. That's TBD. We're going to double check next week. But we used to do them on Thursdays, so Thursday's probably what it's going to stick to, which would be midday UK time and 10 PM AEST for the Aussies over there. But it'd still go out on the Tuesday. So it'd be a slightly longer time to wait for it to come out on audio, but, you know, we'll sort it. So there's a rough tease for the time being. What do you think, Chris?
I like that idea.
And it'll be our first live episode of the Rebooted Podcast. So there's another first.
I'm intrigued to see how that's going to work. I hope it's not chaos and carnage. It'll be fun,
It's going
though.
To be both. Prepare
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, but people like that, I think.
Last time you made a joke about a plane crashing, Crispy, it can't get worse than that.
Yeah, gosh, I'm still sorry about that, everyone.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, wrap
There's
it up,
There's lots of jokes I could make on that, but I'm not opening that can of worms again.
No. Finish
so
the
ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to episode 96 of Who's Our Doctor Who podcast. I think I got that right because I kept putting 94 on the branding for last week's episode and kept having to go back and change it to 95. I'm losing track myself. I'm genuinely losing track. But we appreciate you all being here, listening to us talking about the first episode of Doctor Who that you've listened to. I think it's safe to assume that assuming there's no emergency or anything changes, next week we're going to be talking about the 14th Doctor. Because we've only just started taking in calls for that, so we haven't got time to get another one in. So I think that one's safe to go for. Yeah. So what do people think of My Favourite Doctor? What? Sorry, I don't know. We'll find out when we talk about it next week on Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. So until then, Crispy, any closing comments, or are you just going to say goodbye?
My favourite shape is a circle.
Thank you all for listening. See you all next week. Al on Z.
Al on Z, baby.